This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday demanded an overhaul of Israeli military conduct in the occupied West Bank as he decried the fatal shooting of an American protester against settlement expansion, which Israel said was accidental. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
26-year-old Aishanur Ezgi Egi, who is Turkish-American, was shot dead last Friday at a protest march in Beita, where Palestinians have been repeatedly attacked by far-right Jewish settlers. It voiced regret and said a criminal probe was ongoing.
In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Those were Blinken's strongest comments yet in criticizing Israel's security forces.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The Israeli army released a video on Tuesday showing what is said to be the tunnel in which the six hostages whose bodies were recovered were staying and killed there.
The tunnel shaft was in a children's room, in a house. Those are the walls of this children's room with Snow White and Mickey Mouse on the wall.
The six hostages were killed on the night of August 29th, Agari said. Their bodies were found and retrieved by soldiers in southern Gaza around 2 days later. The United Nations said on Tuesday a convoy of clearly marked armored UN vehicles in Gaza was encircled and held at gunpoint on Monday by Israeli forces seeking to question two of the UN staff on their way with a campaign to vaccinate thousands of Palestinian children against polio. This is VOA News. The United States and Britain on Tuesday formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, and the U.S. and Britain announced measures to punish those involved. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a news conference in London with his counterpart ahead of a joint visit Wednesday with top officials in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly, we've warned Tehran privately, that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Calling the missile transfers a direct threat to European security, Britain, France, and Germany announced new sanctions, including the cancellation of air service agreements that will hinder Iran Air's ability to fly to the UK and Europe. Britain and the U.S. say they are imposing travel bans and asset freezes on those involved, including Iranian officials and Russian businesses. Jennifer King, Washington.
Republican former U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris meet for the first time on Tuesday night in their only scheduled debate of the U.S. presidential campaign, a key moment in a close-fought contest. The internationally broadcasted debate takes place just 8 weeks before the November 5th election and days before early voting will start in some states. Former President Trump said he would contrast the left-wing policies Harris proposed in her failed 2020 presidential bid with the more centrist positions she has staked out now. Harris has indicated she will draw attention to Trump's habit of lying. The price of gold recently reached an all-time high, and the World Gold Council predicts central banks will increase their gold reserves in the next year, with some in Africa among the buyers. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
In September 2023, the price of gold per ounce was $1,900. A year later, it was selling for $2,500. According to the World Gold Council, an international trade association for the gold industry, demand for the metal is expected to increase in the next 10 months, despite the soaring prices. Buyers of the precious metal include the central banks of some African countries. Some experts attribute the central bank's gold rush to the need to protect their local currencies and wider global economic and political uncertainties. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Germany's government presented a plan on Tuesday to implement more rigorously European rules on asylum that would see more people turned away at its borders a day after it announced it would start carrying out controls on all of its land borders. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.